Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 23rd, 1950, Winter Crawford called for the establishment of a flour mill in Barbados. Crawford, who was leader of the West Indian Congress Party and Member of Parliament for St. Philip, had campaigned successfully for the establishment of a cassava plant at Lancaster St. James to produce flour in the 1940s. His call for the building of a flour mill to mill wheat in the island was against the background of a high unemployment rate in Barbados, as well as the high cost of imported flour from Canada. Crawford used the occasion of the estimates debate in the House of Assembly to urge his colleagues to support the proposal. Referring to a paper produced by a Mr. Heisterman, consultant for industrial development to the Caribbean Commission, Crawford observed that flour was a basic necessity in Barbadian homes and that it was in high demand in the local baking industry. The annual consumption of flour in Barbados was estimated at £22.4 million. Crawford also noted that freight rates for bulk grain from Canada were much lower than those for flour shipped in bags. He suggested that the flour mill could produce balanced animal feed from the chaff generated by the milling process to support the thousands of Barbados who kept animals and poultry. Unfortunately, members of the House, drawn mainly from the planter merchant class, did not support Crawford's proposal. The commission merchants in Barbados had for a long time built their companies on the importation of commodities from overseas, including flour, which they sold to provision merchants, who in turn sold it to village grocery shops. Crawford's scheme would have upset that profitable arrangement. Crawford returned to the idea of a flour mill for Barbados during his time as a government minister in the 1960s, but again failed to get sufficient support. It was only in 1978, 28 years after Crawford's original proposal, on this day in 1950, that the government finally opened a flour mill for the island on reclaimed land at Spring Garden.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.